getting around in space. The push is on for faster transportation in space. Space is infinite and it could even mean there is no end to it. Even if we find the end of the universe, will it ever be possible to reach it? I keep an open mind on things, but even I don't think this would ever be possible. Think about this, scientists seem to agree that our universe started 13.5 billion years ago. This figure is being challenged by some scientists. If they were right, it means it would take a vehicle traveling at the speed of light 13.5 billion years to reach the end of the universe. To reach the end of the universe, or what we think might be the end in a year, we would have to travel at a speed of 13.5 billion times the speed of light or find another way to travel. Right now, a new type of rocket motor is being developed by NASA and it has them all excited. It is lighter and puts out about one-third more power than a traditional rocket its size. Even with this rocket motor, it will take months to reach Mars. Rockets just are not the answer to traveling through space, and I believe everybody knows this. The nuclear rocket engine, which has been talked about for decades, is about twice as powerful as a chemical rocket. Yet, it still uses the principles of rocket propulsion, which is an accelerated gas or fluid in a hot exhaust during combustion. This is one of the reasons we are so interested in UAPs. When we look at the video the government took, we have to notice it is in infrared, and yet there is no heat coming out of the vehicles from any position. In other words, they have no exhaust. This leads one to think that maybe their power source depends on some sort of magnetism or anti-gravity. We certainly could be wrong about this, because they may be so advanced they have discovered more forces which we don't yet know exist. I have always said one of the greatest sins the government could perform on the population would be if people in government know about advanced devices and are hiding the fact. Every year we hear more about this from all sorts of whistleblowers. Does anyone think all these whistleblowers, who sometimes are even putting their careers on the line to tell us the truth, are all lying? It seems unreasonable to me to think that is true. What does this mean? I hate to say it, but our entire rocket program could be a sham to hide all the advancements we have discovered, both from captured UAPs and from our own inventors. We know many of the patents are taken by the government, which must be very discouraging to inventors. The government doesn't just take them for no reason. There have been some experts who think we are much further ahead in technology and have even built our own UAP-type craft. The most upsetting thing would be if we found out we had conquered some of the diseases that are still killing people and are keeping those discoveries secret. There are rumors about this kind of thing, but at this point they are only rumors. To give you an example, I have heard stories about devices which could cure diseases like cancer, but can also be used as a terrible weapon, and this is said to be the reason it is being kept from us. Getting back to space, it would be very interesting if we made contact with extraterrestrials and could find out more about how they travel through space and how long it takes to reach certain star systems. It would also be interesting to know if they could reach other galaxies in a reasonable amount of time. It could turn out some alien races have incredibly long lives and time doesn't matter that much to them as they travel. Others may have achieved immortality and are at the point they only die from accidents. When we sail the oceans, we use charts at times. These are especially handy for submarines when they are submerged. They wouldn't want to steer into an underwater mountain or some other obstacle. Maybe there are extraterrestrials who have some sort of chart pinpointing wormholes throughout the universe. Wormholes are said to be shortcuts connecting one part of space to another. We think they exist, and what looks like a wormhole was seen over Skinwalker Ranch. What might be even more fascinating to know is what we don't know. There may be other qualities to space we could use to travel faster through it. We used to think space was empty, but have found out we were wrong. While it is nearly a perfect vacuum, it has particles in it, radiation, magnetic fields, neutrinos, dust and cosmic rays, and this is just what we know about. There is power in space, and if we could tap into it, we could power the Earth with zero-point energy, as it is called. It is said no one is yet to harness it, But those who say this never seem to mention the fact a Canadian inventor named John Hutchison got it to work for him, but it only worked intermittently. When it worked, he demonstrated it, and the United States government even sent a representative to watch the demonstration. While Hutchison was able to control it sometimes, as far as I know, he never succeeded in 100% control, but he could have, and it was kept secret. This is a very important source of energy, because a spacecraft would need no fuel and could extract zero-point energy as it traveled through space. It is truly the answer to all energy problems if it could be mastered. Most scientists think the answer to the energy problem are fusion reactors. We have been trying to perfect them for decades. These probably would not help much in reaching a speed in space which was reasonable for traveling to the stars. Maybe it is time to concentrate on one method which is the most promising and pour our resources into it instead of spreading out all our resources. If I had to bet on the one which would provide the best chance, I would back zero-point energy, for many reasons, and the main one: it exists everywhere in space and is probably inexhaustible.